As fate would have it, the very first of the 21 mince pies conversations is with a king of audioboo, maybe even a prince of audioboo, I'm not sure, the great Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog, as he's known in various online fora. As with everyone, Paul, I would like to ask you three questions. The first being, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, Aidan, it means an immovable feast. I mean, that the great thing about Christmas, as far as I'm concerned, is that you cannot influence it. It looms as a huge fixed date in the calendar, and I have to comply with it. It means a huge amount to me now. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and there's the run-up to Christmas and everything to do with that. It also conjures up huge memories of my own family childhood. So it's a repository. It holds memories. It is definitely, for me, it's not a religious experience, but it's a spiritual experience in the sense that, it is full of imagery, feelings, tone. It's not irrelevant. I'm also very, very aware that it is a very difficult time. For me personally, I've had a number of very bad Christmases where my mental health hasn't been well, and I'm dedicated to keeping my mental health well throughout this Christmas. So it isn't a neutral attractor. So in that sense, Christmas means an awful lot, and it's also a huge challenge. Mm-hmm. How to basically do it without wearing myself down.
Sure.
And how to do it within my means as well. But I have to say, I love it.
Yeah. Good man, thanks. And as you reflect back on the last 12 months, 2012, how has 2012 been for you and your work, Paul?
Oh, it's been a shock. It's been a hell of a shock. I mean, there's been, the thing is, in 2012, I went from being, in terms of work, I went from being a sole trader to being the co-founder of Change Agents, the company with John Thanam. And essentially, that involved me having to let go of being the decider. I had to collaborate with Jonathan to craft the design of the business which we were setting up, to brand it, to get totally clear about why we were doing it, what its ambition was. And the point is not so much that, you know, people can look up what branding involves. We're a branding company and there's loads of things to do. But the key thing is that I had to subject myself to conversations within which I didn't have the determining voice. And that was really good for me. The other side to it is 2012 has been the point, and I see the whole of my life leading up to this, is where I gain entry into a design world with designers. I've been a writer and a talker and a consultant, but I'm not a designer, and I need designers around me. And I've been fortunate enough to have fallen into a situation where I'm surrounded by wonderful visual designers.
Brilliant.
And I'm really excited about that.
Sounds great. And in the 30 seconds I have remaining, what is the outlook for 2013 for you and your work, Paul?
Hard work. How to win clients in a way that doesn't break the bank. In other words, the cost of acquiring a new client, has to be reduced so that we quickly get people into a business relationship with us. I have to get a bit better at that, Aidan. You know, I'm a great talker, right? I have to be better at closure.
Very good. All the very best with it, Paul. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And thank you. I love the mince pie idea.
Great stuff. Thanks, Paul.